Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. On this edition of Harmonia, the second installment of a two-part interview with Jordi Savall. Jordi Savall is an internationally acclaimed viola da gamba virtuoso and director of Hesperion 21, La Capella Real de Catalunya, and Le Concert des Nations. He joined us from the studios of WDNA in Miami, Florida, where Hesperion 21 had just performed at the Miami Bach Society's International Tropical Baroque Music Festival. Partial support for this edition of Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music, with subscriptions available on the web at goldbergweb.com. Turkish music from a manuscript compiled by the Moldavian prince Dmitri Cantemir, born in 1673, performed by Hesperion 21 from their CD Orient Occident on the Alia Vox label. We'll be hearing more from that CD later on this edition of Harmonia. This week on Harmonia, part two of an interview with Jordi Savall, director of Hesperion 21, La Capella Real de Catalunya, and Le Concert des Nations. On one of his most recent CDs, Du Temps et de l'Instant, or Moments in Time, he was joined by members of his family, all highly acclaimed musicians in their own right, singer Montserrat Figueras, harpist and singer Ariana Savall, and lutenist and singer Ferran Savall, along with percussionist Pedro Esteban. You describe this recording in the CD notes as being a program that builds bridges, in this case between East and West and between classical or popular styles, but also between generations of performers. I'd love to talk about that a little bit and to ask you about the inspiration for that project and the fact that it's a CD that you made essentially with your family.
Yes, as you can imagine, to do something together with the family professionally is not very easy, and it's not very normal, because it's natural that the different generations try to do the things himself and to do different things. But we have been very conscious from the early beginning of our relation with our children that we cannot push, that we cannot convince our children to do the things. The best way to do is just to show how we live and how we make music. And then was 3 years ago when we was in the holidays in the Costa Brava in a village. Somebody in the village asked us in the festivity of the village to do a concert with our children. And we have talked with Ferran and Jan, and well, we have never do really music together in the sense of they have participated in our festivities and Christmas, but in a very relaxed way.
Yes.
Never forced them to do music with us, because we was very conscious, can be very negative. But it was really very nice, because I think we have been very careful to give space for them. It's always very difficult for children to do music with his father, his mother, especially if they are very well known, specialized in this music, and it's always a difficult situation. And then we have to take care to have the space for everybody, and also give both the possibility to do his own music. Mm-hmm. It was a very interesting program, and then finally we decided to record this program, because after 2 years doing some concerts, we have seen there was something special.
It's very beautiful. I understand the point that you're making, because I myself come from a family of musicians, and my father was a jazz musician, my mother was a church musician, my sister is a jazz musician. So I understand these things that, you know, you all get together, and it's on the one hand, it's a very wonderful and moving experience to play music, but on the other hand, there's, you know, these other...
Well, as you can imagine, it, in every family, there are the normal tensions.
Yes.
from the human evolution. And
yes,
sometimes when I say something, a professional musician, I say, do this, please, and say very directly and normally, why you do this note? You have to do another note. Mm-hmm. And if I say this to my children, I have to be much more...
I understand.
much more...
tactful.
Say, well, please, what you sing... But it's
yes.
I think Montserrat and me, and my wife, me, and we have learned a lot of this also, because you have to learn to listen and to understand the things from another way. And I think it's a very nice experience.
Yes.
Thank you.
Numi Numi Yaldati, a Hebrew lullaby sung and played by Montserrat Figueras, Ariana Saval, Ferran Saval, Jordi Saval, and Pedro Esteban, from a CD called Du Temps et de l'Instant. Jordi Saval is my guest this week on Harmonia.
It's such a wonderful combination of pieces, a lot of traditional music, some early music, something from the Cantigas de Amigo, things from the Andalusian and Moroccan tradition. It's wonderful.
Well, I think this is something constant in our work, already from the very, very beginning, 30 years ago, when we have to the first concerts with Hesperion, with Montserrat, and musicians like Hopkins and Smith, American lutist, and other musicians from my class in Basel. I think for us was very important to present, together with the music from the choir, from the music of the church, also to present the oral traditions of Spain. We have a very rich tradition in Spain, and in Spain and in the cultures from people like the Sephardic tradition, who is an evolution of this old Spanish tradition. And I think for me and for Montserrat, it's very important to say the most simple melody from a Sephardic or from a popular tradition in Catalan has so much emotion, so much music, so much intensity, so much beauty as the much big symphony or oratorio with hundreds of singers and instruments. I think the experience you can do with the music, it's nothing to do with the quantity of sound, the quantity of players, and the complexity of the work. I think a simple melody can make you so happy and so emotion, intensity, as the much sophisticated composition.
Thank you.
El Cant des Ocells, The Song of the Birds, a Catalan folk song with a Christmas theme, performed by Montserrat Figueras, Jordi Savall, Ariana Savall, and Ferran Savall, from a CD called Du Temps et de l'Instant, Moments in Time, on the Alia Vox label. On Harmonia this week, the second half of a two-part interview with Jordi Savall that took place this past spring. One of Hesperion 21's most recent CDs is called Orient Occident. It's a combination of Turkish, medieval European, and traditional Middle Eastern music played in a spirit of celebrating musical diversity and community in a time of great strife and conflict, and, quote, a wish to share musical experience with musicians of other cultures and religions. It's also another example of an ongoing and very strong aspect of Hesperion's music, and that is the mingling of music from written traditions with music from various oral traditions.
This music exists because it's written, it's safe in a paper, but when the music is not written, it's much more interesting because it means people like this, people need this music. And because they need, they learn to the children to love this music. And this is something, I think, very essential in the human evolution. The same way that we learn the children's our language, the things that we like, music, it's an essential part of this. Thank you.
From medieval Spain to 17th century Istanbul, an instrumental based on one of the 13th century Cantigas de Santa Maria, followed by the Makam Rast Samai from the Cantemirolyu manuscript, all from a new CD called Orient Occident by Hesperion 21, directed by Jordi Savall. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Passacaglia, Allegro Vivo, by Luigi Boccherini, from the Quintettino in C Major, La Musica Notturna delle Strade. That's from a recent CD by Le Concert des Nations, directed by Jordi Savall, who is my guest this week on Harmonia.
I think Boccherini, beside Haydn and Mozart, probably one of the most important composers for the symphonies. But also, Boccherini has something very special. He was in Spain a long time, and he understands, maybe like no other composer, the real character from the Spanish music. And his compositions, like the Quintet with the Fandango, or the Musica Nocturna from the streets of Madrid, they show really a very sensitive understanding of the traditional music of this country. And he brings a beautiful mix of this folklore and art music from the quintet or from the string orchestra. And I think this it's a music who has this vitality, this energy of the popular dance. And Boccherini is one of, I think, one of the best examples of this symbiosis.
Thank you.
Music of Luigi Boccherini, Grave Assai Fandango, the last movement of his Quintetto No. 4 in D major, played by Le Concert des Nations, directed by Jordi Savall, from a CD on the Alia Vox label called Luigi Boccherini, Fandango, Sinfonie e la Musica Notturna di Madrid. My guest on this special two-part edition of Harmonia was Jordi Savall. We'll be back in a moment with our new release segment, Music of Bach, played by violinist John Holloway. Our new release segment this week features a beautiful new recording on the ECM label of the complete violin sonatas and partitas by Johann Sebastian Bach, played on Baroque violin by John Holloway. We'll hear the fugue or fuga from the Sonata No. 3 in C major, a tour de force for solo violin. Thank you.
We heard the fugue movement from Johann Sebastian Bach's Sonata No. 3 in C major for solo violin, played on Baroque violin by John Holloway from his recent ECM New Series recording of the complete Bach violin sonatas and partitas. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Harmonia's website includes lots of information about the program and the Harmonia Program Archive, in case you missed any of the Harmonia programs. That website is harmonia.indiana.edu. Support for Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music. Information on the web at goldbergweb.com. Additional technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Special thanks this week also to Kathy Gaubatz and the Miami Bach Society and WDNA in Miami, Florida. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blacklin-McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.